Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NFL, with a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is fourth quarter of our show. That means our good friend Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com joins us in studio, and he is part of the website SaturdayTradition.com. That's where you can find all of your Big Ten sports information. Dustin, a big week for the Big Ten last weekend, and an even bigger one coming up this week, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I know, in terms of what we saw on paper, we were expecting some really good matchups last week in the Big Ten. It didn't quite turn out that way. I coined it Blowout Saturday because, you know, the seven games were decided by almost 25 points on average. So not the most interesting weekend, but I think we found out some things about a few teams that will propel us into rivalry week. And we got a couple really meaningful, important games this weekend, Jim. It's a great way to round out the Thanksgiving holiday.
We sure do. And leading into this week, Dustin, you're going into it with some momentum. You're back on the winning track. 2-1 with your picks from last weekend. Congratulations on that. And that gives you your overall, you still have a good record. You're 19-16. And we're actually going to give you four games this week, okay? So do not go 0-4. That's the only way you can have a losing season for the year. So we're playing with danger there, but I think you could handle it. Let's start with last week's games. And you talked about the games on average being a 25-point difference. Ohio State really skewed that average, didn't they?
They sure did, and we talked last week, and I thought that we both thought, really, that Ohio State had the potential to kind of do what they did against Michigan State, what they did against Purdue a few weeks ago, and that was just, you know, score a lot of points and not really give Michigan State's defense much of a chance. But the way it looked, the way Ohio State was basically up 21-0 in the blink of an eye in that game, especially with the momentum that Michigan State had. I mean, I think that the Spartans going into that game felt kind of disrespected, like they had been shunned by the media of not been giving a chance. So I thought that they were going to put up a fight here and maybe Ohio State would pull away there in the third and fourth quarter. This game was over by the end of the first quarter. I think even Kirk Herbstreit said at the 10-minute mark, calling the game of the second quarter, well, this thing's over. You're just trying to get your guys to fight at this point if you're Michigan State. So I was just thoroughly impressed. To me, Jim, right now, Ohio State, no question, looks like the second-best team in college football behind only Georgia out of the SEC.
And the bigger question, I think, for Mel Tucker is, did he get that new contract signed before this game?
Yeah, he's got to be downloading that DocuSign app on his computer probably right this second.
So I think we even talked about it last week. Sign it quick, buddy. Sign it quick before you have to face Ohio State. A couple of the other games you had Nebraska covering the 10-point spread against Wisconsin, which they did, and Wisconsin won by a touchdown, 35-28. This is just typical of Nebraska, right? They lose the game, cover the spread, stay within one score, right?
Exactly. I mean, they've got eight losses, seven of which have come by one possession, and all of which have come by 9 points or less. The crazy statistic that was thrown out this week on Twitter is that Nebraska for the season, even though they're 3-8 overall, they're plus 70 in point differential. And in the Big Ten, they're 1-7, but they're still plus 7 in point differential. So the statistics make no sense for this team. But the one thing going into this game that has been a certainty in the past is Wisconsin has run the football down Nebraska's throat every single season. And that was, again, the case. Braylon Allen had his best game of his young career, just his first season as a freshman, but seven straight games with 100 yards. Even Nebraska's offense was able to touch up that Wisconsin defense, which we haven't seen in weeks, so I was really impressed with how the Huskers handled that. But at the end of the day, right now this is a Wisconsin team that is actually playing well on offense. And if you remember how we talked about the Badgers through those first four games, it's kind of shocking to hear those words come out of my own mouth.
And we're going to talk about it in a little bit. They are the one team in the West that controls their own destiny. They win, they're in the conference championship game. So from where they started, and we as Penn State fans saw them in the opener, and it didn't look like this was a team you would ever be talking about. Gee, their offense has been playing well. The final game you had from last week was Penn State was an 18-point favorite at Rutgers. You took Rutgers, and Penn State obviously covered with the 28-0 win. But it really didn't look like too bad a pick, at least through the first half, Dustin.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty comfortable because it was a punt fest through the first, basically the first 29 minutes of that game until Penn State with Christian Veyu, I've got to get my pronunciation down for him. But as he came in, and I was really impressed with what he did in the replacement of Sean Clifford. So I felt pretty confident in my picks, but Penn State poured on a few late touchdowns in that game to kind of secure the win. I thought that was kind of the game you would see from Rutgers, playing well defensively through most of the contest, but unable to move the football. I thought that they might get a few field goals or maybe a touchdown in that game to cover that spread, but that wasn't the case. But one of the questions, Jim, I'm going to ask this to you because you probably watch this game every year, I'm sure. How is it that Penn State and Rutgers seems to be the most ho-hum game on the schedule every single week? You know, we don't ever hardly see Penn State get that 63 or 56-0 win over Rutgers. It's just kind of, 28-3, 28-0, 31-10 type of game every year.
I think it's just where it is in the schedule right now. When you play them late in the year, it's as if everything else, they've already decided their season. You feel like Rutgers isn't going to win, but Penn State doesn't come in with much enthusiasm for the game. They've, it's either Ohio State last week or Michigan State coming up. There's always all those much more important games that it just seems like they sleepwalk through Rutgers. And even this game, I give the defense, Penn State's defense, credit. I don't know if you saw this, but how closely you watched the game. Rutgers did not get into Penn State territory. It was such a mismatch, Penn State's defense, Rutgers' offense. I know they got a boatload of turnovers against Maryland, or was it Indiana that they blew out last week? How did they score that many points? Like I said, from what we saw of them against Penn State, we weren't going to see much. All right, let's look towards next week. I'm going to put a couple games out to you that are going to decide the West Division. Wisconsin plays at Minnesota as a 6-point favorite, and Iowa's at Nebraska, where actually Nebraska is a 3-point favorite on our DraftKings board, at least as we record this, Dustin.
Yeah, I look at the Iowa-Nebraska spread, and it sounds weird because you look at these two teams, Iowa obviously coming into this game with a 9-2 overall record and Nebraska at 3-8. I'm not terribly surprised because of how well Nebraska has played. The one thing that I'm curious about is why on earth would anybody suspect Nebraska could win a one-possession game, given Scott Frost's record in Lincoln and his track record this season. So I think it's going to be another dogfight. I think it's going to come down to the final possession again. I'm not going to say Iowa's going to win on the last second field goal like they have in previous years, but I think it could be that type of game again. In that game, I think I'm going to take the Hawkeyes to cover just because I have no faith in Nebraska covering a one-possession spread. And then, you mentioned that Wisconsin-Minnesota game. A few weeks ago, the way the Gophers had been playing offensively, the way their defense has played, I would have probably taken Minnesota to maybe not win but cover. I just like what Wisconsin's doing right now on both sides of the ball. I know that Nebraska touched them up a little bit through the air and on the ground. The Gophers just don't have that same sort of offensive firepower. They don't have a mobile quarterback. Their passing game has not been really good this season. I think Wisconsin can really hone in on that rushing attack. That's the one thing that's Minnesota's strength offensively. That's Wisconsin's strength defensively. And when they're down three running backs already, I just think that this is going to be, I think Wisconsin's going to run away with this. I expect Wisconsin to cover this game comfortably and then make their way to Lucas Oil Stadium to face Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
All right, and just real quick out west for people who don't know it, Wisconsin wins, they're in it. If Wisconsin loses and Iowa wins, they are tied. You also have Purdue, Minnesota. They would all have three losses. In other words, Dustin, we could have four teams in the West Division finish with three losses. How do they straighten out that mess? Who's the winner on the tiebreaker?
Yeah, so in that scenario, Minnesota is going to be the one heading to Indianapolis. If Wisconsin wins, they're in. If Iowa wins and Minnesota wins, then the Hawkeyes are in. But if Purdue, if those previous two things happen, Minnesota wins, Nebraska wins, and Purdue beats Indiana, then Minnesota is actually the one going to Indianapolis. And don't ask me how we get there, because it's a lot of math that I don't know how to do.
Okay, that would be incredible with a four-way tie. Let's go to the eastern half. You mentioned Ohio State is at Michigan. It started as a six-point spread. It's up to 8 points. Well, as we record this, Ohio State at Michigan. Ohio State looked great. Give me your pick.
I'm going to go with Ohio State. I just don't trust Michigan. We've seen this in the past where Michigan looks really good. You think that they can compete with Ohio State, and they just don't. I think Michigan's going to keep it closer than Michigan State did, but I think Ohio State's going to win this game comfortably, and they're going to pretty much solidify their spot in the college football playoff with a big win over Michigan, make it nine straight there for the Buckeyes over the Wolverines.
Do you think Ohio State could challenge Georgia?
I do. With the way their offense is playing, I know Georgia's defense is playing at an elite level. I think that we'll be robbed as college football fans if we don't see that matchup at some point down the road.
I'm with you. I think that's possible. And real quick, we got half a minute left or so. Penn State at Michigan State. It's anywhere a pick 'em to Michigan State favored by one or Penn State by one. Let's just call it a pick 'em game.
Yeah, this is the toughest one, and it seems like whichever way I've gone on these kind of games, it's bitten me. So I'm going to take Penn State in this one as a toss-up. I think that they're still more talented. As you mentioned, they kind of sleepwalked through that Rutgers game. I think that maybe their focus was on winning that ugly land-grant trophy and putting, you know, having something to talk about this season. They had Big Ten championship hopes, college football playoff aspirations. If you can win this game, get to 8 wins, beat your rival, and have that ugly trophy sitting in your trophy case to show off to recruits, then I think that you can find some positives heading into the offseason and into your bowl game.
All right, that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you so much, Dustin, for showing up here, and thank you all for tuning in. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.